Our interest was triggered by the proliferation of anti-Vatican posters that have materialized on the sides of abandoned buildings in the downtown area. These posters link the Roman Catholic Church with Adolf Hitler and blame the Vatican for most of the world's problems. Until very recently, Toledo was the only Ohio city where these posters had appeared, although the Anti-Defamation League tells us they have also been seen in Miami, Detroit, Los Angeles, Chicago, and other major urban centers. Alan Ketchin is with the Anti-Defamation League. He tells us that while the league is monitoring hate groups in other areas of Ohio, Toledo has been relatively free of such activity.
Don't see this in Toledo, but in places like Cleveland, I mentioned Chillicothe, Indianapolis, there are small cells of extremists. They are being monitored. They have the possibility and the potential for danger, but certainly we don't see this in Toledo.
Bishop James Huffman of the Toledo Catholic Diocese agrees that Toledo is not being menaced by organized hate activity, but says that doesn't mean we should let down our guard.
It's my sense that there is indeed some continued bigotry that goes on. I think that as a nation, we've had that experience now for a goodly period of time.
Toledo might be considered fertile for the seed of hate groups. It is, by tradition, a very conservative community, and there is no hiding the fact that this area has a very high unemployment rate. So in the posters, we see the seed being planted. Ketchin doesn't view the posters as an organized effort in Toledo to stir up hatred, but he says when such posters go up, people who see them, particularly impressionable young people, can receive undesirable messages that attempt to stir up the most dangerous kinds of divisiveness. So what is it in Toledo that has so far prevented any organized hate effort from blossoming? We'll examine that tomorrow. I'm London Mitchell, WCWA News. The Anti-Defamation League has been monitoring the activity of hate groups in many areas of Ohio, but says Toledo is relatively free of such organized bigotry. What is it about Toledo that enables us to resist the lunacy that germinates in other urban areas? Bishop James Huffman of the Toledo Catholic Diocese says Toledo has a very unique relationship between the various religious denominations and ethnic groups.
I think that the reason is that the religious leaders tend to relate well together and work together, and I think that tends to diffuse the possibility of such bigotry.
Rabbi Alan Sakobin of the local Reformed Jewish congregation agrees.
The thing that Toledo has to do more of is something that Toledo does, I think, rather well now. It does have a whole series of programs and ways that people of differing faiths and differing national backgrounds and different religions can cooperate. One of the best things I think that Toledo has, for example, is our International Festival.
But Alan Ketchin of the Anti-Defamation League warns us against complacency.
There are a few small elements. They have the potential to be dangerous. They are being monitored by law enforcement as well as by the Anti-Defamation League that regularly monitors such elements.
Tomorrow, we'll talk with the new president of the local chapter of the NAACP. I'm London Mitchell, WCWA News. While Toledo has been and is relatively free of organized hate activity, the Anti-Defamation League warns us against complacency and reminds us it is monitoring neo-Nazi and Ku Klux Klan activities in several areas of Ohio. Lee Williams, the president of the local chapter of the NAACP, says that while he's been in Toledo, he's only seen one piece of Klan literature, and that was in 1978, but says the NAACP receives ongoing hate calls and threats. Williams says that in the 4 months he has been chapter president, he has received at least 2 death threats. But the isolated threats, says Williams, pretty much come with the territory. And he agrees with other religious and civic leaders with whom we have talked that Toledo is relatively free of organized bigotry. But the seeds of hate are everywhere, looking for the fertile soil in which to grow.
Most of the folks that start these kind of things are deranged, and they prey on people's ignorance of race in order to get them to participate in that. I know that the membership of the Klan is on the rise. And unfortunately, the thing that's upsetting, it's among young white Americans that are becoming a part of that, and I think it's because of ignorance. They're not aware of the suffering of the 1960s.
The answers? Williams has two ideas. Continue education about how the various ethnic groups came to America and their contributions to our society. And on the spiritual side, to continually reinforce morally that hate efforts are against the Judeo-Christian ethic. I'm London Mitchell, WCWA News.